Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is that time as we check in with that dude on the Packers beat every week, every Wednesday. Covering the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that all, that's all, it is Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this Wednesday morning, my friend?
You know what? I'm just getting my my clocks set in my house, getting the right time adjusted. I'm here now. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
John, what happened to the clocks? Are you springing them forward early on us? What's going on?
Well, apparently daylight savings isn't in the middle of January. I had no idea.
New year, new wood. Okay.
Hey, John, how much of a fine is that if we were inside Lambeau Field right now?
Well, I got one fine and one fine only, and it was for exactly that. It was $3,300 there, Woody.
Ooh.
Ooh. We don't have that in journalism dollars.
it was a Rascal Flatts concert the night before that led to the miscue, and it only happened once in 13 years, I'm proud to say.
Was the concert worth it?
I don't know. I don't know if it was worth that.
You don't remember it. You don't remember it. That's why you were late the next morning, John. Just be honest. Kuhn keeps doing this thing where, because it's a short week, because it's a Saturday game. So, like, today, he said it's a Wednesday, but it's actually a Thursday. Is that what threw you off? Because we're talking with Matt Schneidman, I think it was last week, and he was saying he doesn't have, like, days of the week. He doesn't have holidays. He just has the NFL calendar. Is that what threw you off? Did you think it was Thursday?
That's 100% true. Now, look, they've had three Saturday games in the last 4 weeks, and I cannot begin to emphasize to you enough how much that is screwed with my personal calendar. I have no idea which way is up and down right now. I just get me to a Sunday, please. Just get back on Sunday.
They'll have to win this Saturday if they're going to get back on a Sunday, and that doesn't even guarantee it, but who needs to win more this Saturday night, the Packers or the Bears? As an organization, who needs this win more Saturday night, in your opinion?
I mean, both. It's win or go home, so I can't pick sides there. I will say there is more pressure on the Bears. They are the 2 seed at home. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really interesting because if you look at it, certainly in the NFC, but I think even around the league, this is expected to be the closest wild card matchup. I mean, both games that they played this season have gone down to the wire. This game is going to go down to the wire. So what does that look like? I think the most clear advantage on either side is the Packers' experience against the Bears' lack of experience in the playoffs. And when you go back to beginning this season, coming into this season, before Micah Parsons all offseason, we talked about how this was supposed to be a team ready to make a jump because they were still young, but they, over the last 2 years, they'd accumulated those playoff scars. They'd gained valuable experience. And now they're going into a game where the Bears, the 22 starters, both sides of the ball, right? Half of them have never been to the playoffs before, including Caleb Williams. The Packers, only one starter out of their 22. Anthony Bellton is the only starter who has never been in this moment before. That should matter. And it especially should matter. I think it's very interesting. Ben Johnson, first head coach playoff game, he's been in this type of situation before, though, back in 2023 when he was the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions for a success star fan base that hadn't won a playoff game since 1991. And they got the wild card against Matthew Stafford, his return to Detroit. And they ended up winning that game. They held on at the end. They won 24-23. In that game, though, I think what really mattered, the Lions got out to a 14-3 first quarter lead. If the Packers can get out to a big lead in the first quarter of this game, they could start hot, which they did. The Bears have had two slow starts in their two games this season. All of a sudden, you're looking at a stadium full of Bears fans that know how this movie ends. They've lived it for decades now, and that pressure is just going to get hotter and hotter. I think that how they start, like, this is the proverbial, you win the coin toss, you take the ball, you try to score and get an early lead type week. I think the pressure is squarely on the Bears.
That's interesting, considering the Bears have got 6 wins this year after still trailing in under 2 minutes of the ball game. To me, they're a team, you can't count them out no matter what. Matt LaFleur is hot on the presses, especially out of the lips of Rami Makhlouf. And I want to ask you, Woody, we had you on here.
You're doing it now. Okay.
We had you on here about a month ago, Woody, and you said the ink is on the extension for Matt LaFleur. After a 4-game skid and this playoff game, do you think there is still ink on the extension, or do you think there could be a question mark?
I think most likely he's going to be back. Now, we'll see what happens Saturday night. And I think it's interesting. This isn't a reporting. I just think it's interesting that 48 hours ago, had Matt LaFleur been fired, he was going to be the number one candidate on this head coaching cycle. He isn't anymore. It's John Harbaugh, right? So that's always the question. If you fire your guy, who are you going to go get? And if you're firing the number one candidate on the head coaching cycle, that's usually not a good idea because you've got to go get someone to replace him. Well, John Harbaugh's out there. I mean, that's got to get the attention of every single team in the league. So I do think that he more likely than not is back. The 4-game skid, I get it, but let's not act like Minnesota was a game.
True.
That was not a competitive showcase. It was a developmental showcase. Baltimore, you know, that was a tough loss with how the defense played. I know that Malik Willis played very well in that game, but he did not finish that game. If Jordan Love is on the field and he finishes that game, I think that he similarly goes off on the Ravens defense. I think that there's just something about in this league when a team knows it doesn't have its starting quarterback, it can affect the defense. Is Jordan Love being available against Baltimore worth one touchdown off the board? Maybe. I think if Jordan Love never gets concussed in Chicago, it's very possible, if not likely, that the Packers be NFC North champs right now. So they played these last two games like a team that already had the playoffs sewn up, that was on the outside looking in because of the quarterback situation when it comes to the NFC North championship. I don't see it as a genuine 4-game skid, especially with the Minnesota non-competitiveness. The question, though, is more, can they turn it on now? After really turning it off these last two games, can they turn it on so quickly for the playoffs? That is a monumental chore. Can Jordan Love, after not playing for almost 3 full games here, can he go into the postseason hot and in rhythm? That's a big task to navigate. I don't know what happens there.
All right, Woody, we know on the defensive side of the ball, losing Devontae White and Micah Parsons has them hamstrung a little bit going against this Bears offense, but Jordan Love has pretty much his full complement of receivers, minus Tucker Kraft. And I can't help but think that this is a big-time game for Jordan Love. Win or lose, Jordan Love has to play well. His last two playoff games, 5 interceptions. What say you?
Well, it's a huge difference from this point last year. When in that regular season finale against Chicago, Christian Watson tears his ACL. Then Jordan Love drops out with that ulnar nerve injury in his throwing elbow. And this was a passing game that limped into the wrong place to limp into in Philadelphia against that Eagles defense. And it had no hope. This is very different now. You have Christian Watson not only healthy, but rested. You have Jordan Love who, okay, I do think that there's going to be some early rust to knock off, but surely he's rested. You've got Josh Jacobs rested. This has got to be the best that Josh Jacobs has felt for weeks, if not months. You're expected to have Zach Tom back for the first time in almost a month. All the pieces here are back, and I think that makes a big difference. Now, this game to me, I don't want to oversimplify it, but to me it's almost how many rush attempts can the Bears offense get? How self-controlled and self-disciplined will Ben Johnson be in terms of if they with that run game? We saw it 2 weeks ago against Derrick Henry, and the Bears have the best run game in the NFC. If they just line up and pound between the tackles on the ground against this Packers defense for 4 straight quarters relentlessly, that's how the Bears will win. If they have 30 rushing attempts in this game, the Bears are going to win. But can Ben Johnson do that? Because, okay, the Lions offense, when Ben Johnson was the offense coordinator, they were known for running the ball, but that was much more Dan Campbell's brand. Like, that's what he brought to Detroit, was that ruggedness, that physicality. Ben Johnson's brand, even with that Lions offense, was trick plays. It was creativity and catching defenses off guard. This is not a week for trick plays, Ben Johnson. This is a week to line up and run the football and be physical against this Packers defense that has shown that it can struggle stopping the run. Can he do that or not? I don't know. I mean, that to me is the greatest intrigue of this matchup.
So you don't think this game on Saturday comes down to who's the better quarterback on the field between Caleb Williams and Jordan Love? You think it comes down to the run games of these two teams?
I think it comes down to the run game. I will say this, though, and to John's point earlier, the Bears, and Ben Johnson said this yesterday, they feel like they're never out of it, and the way the season has gone, for good reason. This game could come down to who has the ball last, which quarterback has the football in his hands last, because I think that both of these defenses are going to be outmatched.
Yeah,
this has the ingredients of a shootout to me, and in a shootout, who has the ball last is a great. It's a big deal. If it's Caleb Williams, if you're a Packers fan, you're not going to feel comfortable at the end of the game. Same thing though, if it's Jordan Love, and you're a Bears fan, you are not going to feel comfortable at the end of the game. I wish I had that crystal ball to tell me 3 minutes to go which quarterback's going to have the ball, because that to me is the favorite this week.
Woody, we talked a little bit yesterday about the landscape of the NFC North and which team looks like it's in the best position or where you would rank these teams going forward with your crystal ball that you wish you had. Can you do that for us?
Yeah. The question is, does Caleb Williams have a similar progression, a similar jump in year two with Ben Johnson as he had in year one? He's a much, much better quarterback at the end of his first year with Ben Johnson than he was 1 year ago at this time. But he still hasn't, to me, arrived yet. One of the reasons I think it's imperative that the Bears run the football a lot is not just because this Packers defense is going to be vulnerable against the run, but for all of Caleb Williams' late-game magic, he is awfully erratic the first 55 minutes of a game. And we've seen it twice against the Packers. He is just there is a switch that flips late in games where he becomes something else. But before that point, in the pocket, he still misses way too many throws. He's still not on time. He's still too erratic. And the more that they run the ball, the less they put it in Caleb Williams' hands over the course of 4 quarters, the less that they're gambling with that erraticness from their quarterback. To me, the difference in these quarterbacks right now is that Jordan Love is just much more of a smooth operator. He's further ahead in his development. But if Caleb Williams has that similar year two jump that he had this year, if he becomes less erratic, if he becomes more of a smooth operator, especially in the pocket, this very well could be Caleb Williams' division for a very long time. I mean, top-end talent, he is second to nobody. He has all the talent in the world. It's just how you play the position, which I think he is still learning. But year two under Ben Johnson, he could get a lot of those riddles figured out.
Woody, I'm glad you brought that up, Caleb Williams and his jump, because I saw some things yesterday, and I have them here. Caleb Williams' completion percentage from a year ago went down 4 points. Caleb Williams' interceptions, about the same. Caleb Williams' touchdowns went up about 7. To me, the big number is the sacks. 68 a year ago, 24 this year. His quarterback rating's almost exactly the same. To me, Ben Johnson and the reworked offensive line, that was everything for this Chicago Bears team. Caleb Williams can make some big plays at some big times, but everything about this team revolves around running the football and possessing the football. Do you agree with that, or do you think Caleb Williams is the key?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I mentioned the experience disparity. In terms of total playoff games and starts, it's actually quite close between these two teams.
Well, Tooney shifts that out
exactly.
of the realm of reality, because Tooney's played in the 10 most playoff games as anybody in NFL history.
Yeah, he has 21 career postseason starts, 4-time Super Bowl champ. That's a third of this Bears starting group's entire playoff games and starts. So, I mean, look, Joe Tooney is getting a workout fielding questions from teammates this week in that locker room of what is this going to be like, because so many of those guys do not know, but Joe Tooney knows. And so I think Joe Tooney has been a huge addition at left guard for that Bears offense, for that entire locker room. But also, you mentioned this, the diminished sacks. I mean, that is the magic of Caleb Williams. The reality is, Caleb Williams has a gear that Jordan Love does not have, and it's his legs. And it's not necessarily scrambling and picking up yards with his legs, although he can do that too. It is the play extensions. He, outside of, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, there's just not a lot of guys in this league that are as dangerous extending a play right now as Caleb Williams. I think he's taken a huge jump there. He still has growth that needs to come inside the pocket. You can't let him outside the pocket, because outside the pocket, he will gut you.
Yeah, since John is throwing out Caleb Williams, Dad, I'll throw one out too. He had the fourth most runs of 20 miles or 20 plus miles per hour this year, and he was the only quarterback in the top 10. The rest were receivers and running backs. So that tells the whole story of what you're talking about right now, Woody, about what he can do with his legs. Hey, real quick, before we ask for a prediction and let you go, Woody, I saw you reported that Matt LaFleur reached out to Raheem Morris, the now former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. What, like, was that just friends talking, or was there strategy being discussed there? As he is one of the more well received defensive minds in the NFL right now.
Yeah, this was a friends call, according to Matt LaFleur. No surprise, because Raheem Morris, as Matt LaFleur said, is one of Matt LaFleur's closest friends in life. They go way back. They've served multiple years together on both Washington and Atlanta's coaching staff. They go way back. So I did follow up with, is there any consideration to, you know, because they brought Robert Saleh in last year, another one of Matt LaFleur's absolute closest friends, and he was a consultant. Is there any consideration of using Raheem Morris in that way for this playoff run? And I don't know if you saw today, Raheem Morris already has 3 head coaching interviews
set up.
So he's very busy figuring out what's next for him, which is why Matt LaFleur said that wasn't mentioned on the phone call. But he did leave everything up in the air. Where I think this matters is I don't know that I'm expecting them to lose Jeff Hafley this offseason at this point. But if they do, and Raheem Morris doesn't get a head coaching job, that's your 2026 Packers defensive coordinator. And if Raheem Morris takes a year off, because Atlanta's paying a hefty buyout for him to take a well-deserved year of rest, and they lose Jeff Hafley a year from now to a head coaching gig, that's your 2027 Packers defensive coordinator. Like, he is a shoe-in fit, to if they lose Jeff Hafley, to pick up that mantle and run with it.
Yeah, because that's something you say to friends, right? When you're on a friend's call, hey, if I lose my guy and you don't get a better gig, we got you as DC. And your friend says, right, and they do some special handshake through the phone. That's the way the friend's conversation goes. Woody, last thing for me, weather in the forecast at Chicago, some sort of rain, snow, slush, mix. It's going to play a factor. Who's that favor?
Well, probably the Bears with that running game. I will say, though, it's a great week to have Josh Jacobs healthier.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Fresher than he's been in some time. It's a great week to have Zach Tom back. As Matt LaFleur said, they're most consistent offensive linemen. So the Packers are well suited for that type of game as well, but the Bears' run game is second to nobody in the NFC right now. So that, I think you got to give the edge there.
What are your prediction? Packers, Bears, Saturday night, Soldier Field, wild card weekend? What do you got?
I'm leaning Packers because I do think it's very close. And there are a lot of avenues where both of these teams can win. I think the Packers and Bears can beat anybody in this NFC playoff field. I think they can lose to anybody in this NFC playoff field. So it's really tough to pick. But this is a game where experience should matter. And the Packers have they have a lot more of that this time of year, entering their third straight playoffs with the same core group than the Chicago Bears, entering their first playoff game with Ben Johnson as a head coach, Caleb Williams as a quarterback. This is a game experience should matter, and for that reason, maybe that reason alone, that tilts the scales for me to pick the Packers.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work in the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, and our guest every Wednesday here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate it, and we'll either be talking about another playoff game or wrapping up the season with you next week, man. Either way, we look forward to it.
Hey, either going to Seattle next week or staying home, right? Take care, guys.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.